Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this holiday news update. An avalanche near a Washington State ski resort swept four skiers 1,500 feet down a mountain, killing three of them. King County Sheriff Sergeant Katie Larson says the three men killed yesterday were all expert skiers. The slide happened at Stevens Pass. Larson says the men were among three groups of people skiing out of bounds at the Stevens Pass ski area. The other skiers managed to dig the three men out and perform CPR with no success. All of the skiers were well-equipped and experienced. The fourth person who was swept down a mountain, a woman, was not seriously injured. Larson says the woman had an avalanche safety device, but she had no further details. Larson says the victims were believed to be in their 30s and 40s. A bill reestablishing Alaska Coastal Management Program has been introduced in the State House. House Bill 325 is largely the same as a citizens initiative on track for a statewide vote later on this year. Lawmakers can preempt the measure by passing substantially similar legislation. Governor Sean Parnell last week said he prefers a public vote on the Coastal Management Initiative. Senator Lisa Murkowski tops the events scheduled before the legislature this week. However, most of the week's events will be devoted to some of the year's more important subjects. Dave Donaldson has more.
Senator Murkowski will present her annual address to the legislature Thursday morning, but the rest of the work of the session will continue throughout the week. Some of the House Finance subcommittees focusing on the budgets of executive branch departments will begin their final actions this week. That could put a complete operating budget up for a vote right on schedule, the first part of March. The Senate Resources Committee will continue laying the foundation of a bill making changes to the state's oil tax regime. Members plan to hear from consultants, companies, and commissioners this week. Once the committee finishes its job, the bill will go to the Senate Finance Committee for more work. Several higher-profile bills will be in committee this week, too. One is seen as the most optimistic bill of the session. It foresees the construction of a gas line from the North Slope to Alaska markets and asks, what then? Fairbanks Senator Joe Thomas and North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson have a bill that would lend money to people so they could start to use natural gas instead of oil or other fuels. Another bill by Anchorage Democrat Berta Gardner would require oil companies to make public the details of expenditures for which they get state tax credits or incentives. And the week ends with a Juneau meeting of the Ethics Committee, where members of the Senate subcommittee have already scheduled a closed-door session. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Bob Martin of Juneau has resigned from the University of Alaska Board of Regents. Martin is in the last year of an 8-year term. The board has selected Carl Mars of Anchorage to replace Martin as vice chairman. Martin is citing health as the reason he's resigning. Governor Sean Parnell will appoint a new regent to fill out Martin's term. And Keegan Randall skied to a career-best classical distance finish on Saturday, one day after claiming a bronze medal in a World Cup freestyle sprint race in Poland. Randall of Anchorage finished 8th in the 10-kilometer classic-style event. She says the result confirms that she's back in form after dealing with illness in the last 2 weeks. Despite a fall during Friday's sprint, Randall closed a sizable gap to catch the leaders and mistimed her finish line lunge in an attempt to grab second place. The performance landed her on the podium for the 7th time this season. Weather forecast for the capital city area calls for snow this morning, rain this afternoon, and this evening at sea level with temperatures in the mid-30s.